You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Unemployment may be falling, but do working Wisconsinites make enough money to keep their heads above water? A new report out from the Center on Wisconsin Strategy says that one in four Wisconsin workers earns a poverty wage.
The center says that the state's minimum wage of $7.25 an hour falls well short of a living wage. Last year, 13 states raised their minimum wage, and labor advocates are pushing for the same here in Wisconsin. Others say, though, a raise would hurt employment numbers during a tenuous recovery. Here to talk about the report is Laura Dresser. She's director of the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. Laura, welcome to Central Time.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, to start off, according to your report, what qualifies as a poverty wage?
Well, deciding what bad enough job quality is always a little arbitrary. But what we did was look at the wage that a worker who got full-time hours year-round, so that's 2,080 hours a year, would have to earn, the hourly wage they'd have to earn to keep a family of four out of poverty.
And so how many?
And that's $11.35 an hour.
$11.35 an hour. So how many Wisconsinites fall under that benchmark?
One in four workers, 700,000 workers in the state of Wisconsin, one of every four workers is earning $11.35 or less.
Well, when we think of lower income jobs, we think maybe this includes, a teenager and it's their first job, or somebody who's supplementing a partner's income in a low income job. Is that who we're seeing bringing these numbers down?
No, I think one thing is right. Like we think, oh, I had a job that didn't pay very much once and I was a teenager. So everybody who has that job must be a teenager. But once you realize you're talking about one in four workers earning that level of wages, it can't just be teenagers. We don't have that many teenagers in the workforce. We don't have that many second earners in the workforce. This is the median age of those 700,000 workers is 30. Many of them have children, more than 200,000 children in the state have a parent earning these wages. It's retail work, it's food service work, it's residential and home health care, hands-on health care with the frail and elderly. All these jobs pay very, very low wages.
Well, but Wisconsin is not a high cost of living state. You might say, that wage in New York or San Francisco would be pretty rough, but it's cheap to live here in Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, I think whenever you kind of sort of try and think about what is enough to live on, you have to look at what costs are. And if you look at $11 an hour and you consider costs for housing and health care and transportation and utilities, and then beyond that for food and clothes and just the other cost of living, it adds up to pretty significant numbers. In fact, to live without any support, to be able to buy your own health insurance and to, feed your family all month and all that, the wage that families tend to need is well over the poverty line, even in the state of Wisconsin. So, if you just ask folks, could you live with a family of four on $22,000 a year? The answer from anybody who's trying to live on that kind of money or who has twice that much money, is no. So even though it is true, it's a higher cost of living in New York, but $22,000 a year for a family of four isn't enough in Wisconsin either.
Looking at jobs in the long term, why are we in a place in Wisconsin where one in four jobs is paying below this federal poverty benchmark?
I think one of the things that we've had going on in the long term is this, this serious and dangerous kind of pernicious decoupling of the growth of the economy and the wages of the median worker. So one story that people are becoming more familiar with is that the economy is growing, but the rewards to the growth are being concentrated at the top of the economy. The other thing that's going on is that the punishing parts of the economy are getting worse or stagnating. So wages towards the bottom, wages for men with just high school degrees, wages for women with just high school degrees, no more education than that, have all fallen over time. Those workers are facing a harder labor market and lower wages, today than they were in the past.
So looking at the average household in Wisconsin, are you using a benchmark of poverty for a family of four? The average household size in Wisconsin, according to the U.S. Census, is more like 2.5. Why use a family of four as the benchmark for this report?
Again, this is one of those arbitrary decisions, I think, in a way, about just saying, what is good enough job quality? What is a decent job? And so we chose a standard that would afford a family of four life out of poverty. But I think it's also a standard, you know, $11.35 or, you know, above $10 an hour gets you over $20,000 a year. Nobody thinks that that's good or easy living. I don't think anybody really, unless it's a second income on top of a substantial income, at least twice that level, thinks of $20,000 as easy to live on money. So, you know, sure, it's arbitrary. We could have said $10. We could have said $12.50. We would have found very similar numbers, obviously fewer workers, lower share of the workforce, the lower the wage goes. But also just to think about what is the kind of income that would afford you a sense of economic security. And I, you know, I don't think $11 an hour or $11.35 is too generous for that, though you're right. There's a other benchmark to set. And a lot of people who earn $11 an hour might be living by themselves. And so $20,000 is more manageable for one, for sure, than it is for a family of four.
Let's get into a little more of the demographics of who is earning under that benchmark by race. I know you broke that down in this report.
Yeah. I mean, one thing is that most of our low-wage workers in the state, just like most of the workers in the state, are white. But if you look at our minority populations in the state, you find much more prevalent chances of working at these very low wages. So for both African American and Hispanic workers in the state, basically 40% of the workforce, 4 in 10 workers, are earning $11.35 or lower, earning poverty level wages. It's important to note, although this report didn't cover that, but you know, from the state of Working Wisconsin, those are the very populations that also are suffering serious unemployment as well. And so those communities, you know, are facing higher levels, much higher levels of unemployment than the white community is, and also much higher levels of low wage, very low wage work, poverty level work.
And how much of this is accounted for by education levels?
Well, you know, I think that's one thing. We wish all of us that there was an easy solution and a guarantee that having some years of college or completing a 2 or 4 year degree would be a guarantee that you would never work at these wages. In fact, it isn't. High school degrees, more than half of workers with high school degrees are working at these wages. Some college, lots, you know, I don't have the percentage right in front of me, but 40% of workers with some college or somewhere in that ballpark are earning poverty-level wages. And even there are people with four-year college degrees. I think especially of women in early childhood education, some of whom have 4 year degrees, many of whom have 2 year degrees, who are working at $10 and $11 an hour in spite of all that education. So it's true that, you know, it's absolutely true. The more education you get, the better chances you have for a better wage job. But even at the bottom of the labor force, it's not a guarantee that you'll get out.
Now, many of the people, especially those with families making this wage level, can receive some form of public benefit. So is that, in effect, taking them out of poverty and not such a concern for us?
Well, it's absolutely true. And again, you know, my benchmark is a jobs benchmark, not a standards of living benchmark, because as you're pointing out, people live in different sorts of families. Not everybody has a partner and two kids. Some people have other sources of income. Some people don't have children, et cetera. And additionally, some workers, as you're pointing out, get support, whether it's through medical assistance or childcare subsidies or other kinds of support. So it can be that you can make ends meet at the bottom of the labor market with a lot of support. Though a lot of low-wage workers would say, you know, I'd gladly trade in this government support, this food stamp check, or whatever I need for a real wage on the job. I'd rather be doing this by myself. And I think we want work that really rewards workers enough that they can live on their own, not a structure where we have so many jobs where the workers have to rely, you know, on a pretty low-wage job and variable hours in it, and then are constantly trying to make up the difference, whether through government program or through charity.
In the report, you call for an increase in the minimum wage to tackle some of the issues you're bringing up. as things stand, it doesn't seem likely politically that the state would raise the minimum wage from, say, $7.25 to that $11.36 an hour benchmark. In light of that, what else would you like to see happen?
I think there's some chance that the federal government will raise the minimum wage, and I think that would be good news for workers in the state. I think that the more attention we pay to the issue of wages and the conversation around wages, I'm happy to see people thinking about it, even if it doesn't, you know, necessarily guarantee a legislative victory in the short term. There are longer-term conversations, and I think those conversations need to be about the wage standards in the state and at the federal level, and also expectations for hours and benefits in jobs so that workers can rely on a stronger package of job quality and that then the government can be supporting working families around that.
Laura, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Laura Dresser, Associate Director of the Center on Wisconsin Strategy, about her new report that says one in four working Wisconsinites earns a poverty wage. You can continue the conversation over at the Central Time Facebook page.